during our time this Advent, whether it be at church or church on Sundays or through our midweek Advent services, we've been focusing on the faith of different individuals leading up to Christmas Day. Talked about the shepherd's faith. We talked about Joseph's faith. We've talked about the location of Jesus' birth. Today's an opportunity to take on Mary, the mother of Jesus. And then, of course, on Christmas Day, we'll celebrate Jesus himself. Dear friends, how did you become a Christian? What's your story? Obviously, you can't share it here in the middle of the church service, but I want you to think about how you became a Christian. As I ask that question, and people have asked that question of me, I think there are a couple of ways to answer that, and there isn't an exact right answer. Some people have said that they became a Christian in an instant, that they understood God's grace just right in the moment. Maybe that describes you, or maybe that describes someone that you know. I think of a neighbor named Bill that I used to live next to. Bill was a card-carrying Christian. Literally, he had a bunch of cards in his wallet, and one of them was the Christian card. And on that card, he had the date and time and location that he became a follower of Jesus. And he loved to pull it out and show that card to me and to others. I got the sense from Bill that he was very passionate about this. And I did get a sense that in that moment in his life, he got a clear picture of who God was and what his purpose for life would be. Now, some of you might answer the question differently, how you became a Christian. For some people, it might be a long season of suffering and agony and wrestling with God and a lot of questions. Could take a long time, a year and a half, let's say, or 2 years. And then it happens. In our time here in Luke chapter 1, I'd like to present someone who is in neither of those extremes. This person didn't come to faith right spot on, so to speak. And she also didn't go through a long season of depression and agony. This person that I'm talking about is Mary. It was a process for her, a process that I'd like to present to you that took 3 stages. The first stage that Mary developed a faith, at least on a surface level, I'm going to call measured skepticism. I don't say that she was an outright skeptic, because an outright skeptic is someone who closes their heart off to God and how God could work in their life. Mary doesn't do that. She's open to what God might do, but she's got some questions. We read a few more verses in Luke chapter 1 of this moment in which an angel comes to Mary, and the angel shares with Mary the plan of salvation that God is going to do through her, using her womb and giving the incarnation of God in the form of Jesus of Nazareth. And did you catch Mary's very first response? If you take a look at Luke chapter 1 verse 34, this is her response. It's a question. How will this be? Now, that question is not, what's behind that question is not, hey, sign me up, I'm ready. That's not what she's saying. Closer to what she's saying is, how is this possible? This plan sounds absolutely crazy. She is a measured skeptic of God's plan. Now, when you back it up just a little bit to the reading, just a little bit before the time the angel visits, I don't know if you caught these words, but it was in our prayer today as well. Did you hear the overall emotion of Mary when the angel first comes to her? It says that she was troubled, and also that she wondered what kind of greeting this might be from the angel. And when you look up that word wondered in the Greek, the original word, it's close to the word today that means to audit, to perform an audit. In other words, Mary wanted more information about what God was wanting to do. She had some questions. I think every single one of us can relate to this because we have questions about the faith, honest questions, measured skepticism. Here's some questions that are hard for us to grasp. God is in three persons, yet Christianity claims to have one God. How is that possible? That's a head scratcher, isn't it? This morning, you're going to receive the body and blood of Jesus in Holy Communion. Usually it's up here. Hopefully it's in your hand here this morning. You're telling me that the body and blood of someone who lived 2,000 years ago is present right in front of me and can do amazing things for my life? That's wild. Or maybe practically you're speaking or thinking here this morning, God's promised to have a plan for my life, but you are experiencing all sorts of disruption and not a lot of peace in your life. We can have the similar questions to Mary, but the beautiful thing about her that we can take away, yes, she had a question, but she had an open heart for what God would do in her life. That's a beautiful thing. And it leads her to a second level of faith, a second stage of faith in which I'm going to call it acceptance. She got to a point of acceptance. The angel explains a little bit more about the plan between the verses, verse 34 and then to verse 38 that I'm going to read here in just a second. And then Mary has a chance to respond from that original question to this statement. Mary says this. She says in verse 38, she says, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Let your word be to me fulfilled. Maybe that's what you've heard before when you've heard that read. Now, what she's saying there is not this. It's all clear, Lord. I'm ready to sign up and follow your plan. That's not what she's saying. And she's not saying something like this. She's not saying, boy, Lord, I'm excited for what's about ready to happen in my life. I think what she's saying there, Lord, I am your servant, is that she still has a lot of questions about what God will do in her life. But she's willing to accept the plan the Lord has given to her. Mary's living in a time of ambiguity. She doesn't really know how it's going to go in the future. I think every single one of us this morning can relate to that. What are the next few months going to look like? How can I respond when the doctor says that I only have 8 months to live? Or how do I respond when the class that I'm taking looks so difficult and hard? We have those questions. They are real for us. But the beauty of Mary is that even though she got to a point of acceptance, I think we would all say that we would take her off the hooks. We would say that there'd be nothing wrong if Mary responded to God in this way. You know what? There's another friend of mine that could equally do the task that you're asking, Lord. Why don't you ask her? She just lives two blocks down the road. Or Mary could have responded to this. No one would blame her if she said, Lord, I'm 13 years old. Can you come back in 4 years? I want to enjoy my teenage years a little bit more. Come back a little bit later. Mary accepted God's plan, as hard as it was to fathom with all the questions that she had.